This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a very interesting study has come out. And this really isn't the first time we heard of this. It's just these studies aren't really the sexiest headlines, so we don't necessarily talk about it a lot in the news. But there was a small study that found that men could smell how fertile women are. They could just smell it. And males are more attracted to the body odors of females who produce more estrogen. And if you're having trouble conceiving or finding somebody who wants to go to bed with you, there's a chance that it's not that you stink, it's that you're covering up your natural smells. And so I look at what we do in the year 2019, and I mean, okay, so I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I hit the shower, because for some reason I'm just really sore when I wake up. You know, everything hurts, right? I'm limping because I got plantar fasciitis. All my muscles ache. So I get into the shower. And then whatever soap and whatever it smells like, whether it's green apple or watermelon or bubble gum or whatever. So I put that soap on. And then my hair stuff. You got the shampoo. You got the conditioner. You got the finishing rinse. Then the mousse or the, you know, hairspray. Those have scents and they smell really, really good too. And then your makeup has a scent, and the makeup smells good. Then, you know, you might shave under your arms, put deodorant on. That has a scent. And so by the time I leave the house, I'm like, I smell good. Okay, I'm not going to stink for hours. And I'm, like, really, really happy about that. Well, the problem is let's go back a couple thousand years, right, to caveman days, all right? So you really didn't have soap, you didn't really have deodorant, you didn't really have perfume, and you had a lot of body hair. You know, remember we talked about that guy yesterday who apparently was using hair removal cream and burned his groin area because he was getting ready for a date, and so he wanted to get rid of the hair, you know, for the date, and then he, you know, sustained burns because these hair removal products make it really alkaline or more basic, so he sustained an alkaline burn, which is pretty bad, just as bad, if not worse, than an acidic burn. And so there's this idea of, in 2019, get rid of all the hair, get rid of all the smells. Yet, in caveman days, your hair, your smell is what got you pregnant, right? Got people to hook up with each other. And so now a study is saying that men, it's a small one, they only looked at, I think, 28 men and women, but in heterosexual couples, they said that men are more likely to want to sleep with you because you smell better during your estrogen weeks. Now, I've, as a kid, always kind of talked about it as my happy week, and I didn't understand why, because week one, after your period, you're just kind of like, okay, thank God I don't have my period, but you're like, eh. Then week two, all of a sudden, you're like, okay, I feel good. I don't know why I feel good. I just feel good. Bruce Willis looks good. Arnold Schwarzenegger looks good. Everybody just looks good to me. Then week three, you're like, okay, wait a second. You know, now my boobs hurt, and I feel bloated, and I'm breaking out. So week three wasn't a really good week. And then week four, you'd have your period. So that week two, where I felt really, really good, that was when I had an estrogen spike. Week three is when your progesterone goes up. So, you know, your estrogen goes up, so you ovulate, so you pop out an egg. So hopefully if sperm come, it takes a couple days for the sperm to get there, a couple days for the egg to go down the fallopian tube. You get pregnant in the fallopian tube. Then the egg, once it's fertilized, falls into the uterus, lands, progesterone starts to rise to build up that home and make a nice cushion. And then if you're pregnant, you're not going to have a period. Yet if the egg isn't fertilized and the progesterone doesn't get any particular feedback, it sloughs off and then you have a period. So that's kind of roughly, you know, that in a, like, years of medical school, like a 2 second clip on that, on the period, female reproductive cycle. But if guys can smell when you're in your happy week, then they know you're more fertile. And so, and with the estrogen spike and you ovulating, that's a better time to have sex. A lot of people have sex, and whether they're trying to get pregnant or not, they just kind of miss the boat on when, you know, they're going to fertilize. So here we are, we're wearing deodorant, we're wearing colognes, we're wearing perfumes, we're, you know, playing around with, you know, trying to smell like what we think is good. And maybe that's 2019 good, but if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, and you don't know, you know, based on your basal body temperature or, you know, based on how you feel when you're ovulating. Someone were like, oh, I know I ovulated. I don't know if you could tell or not. But your partner may be able to. And if he just digs the way you smell and he's just into you for that hour or 2 hours or whatever, you might want to let it happen. Because that might mean he's picking up on something that you don't. And, you know, women are always underestimating guys, going, okay, you know, they're obtuse. They don't really read us. They, you know, they're oblivious. Not always. Uh-uh. I think guys are built and engineered, you know, because of our caveman properties, our human properties, our animalistic properties, to know exactly when. I think guys know exactly when, right, to mount. I think they do. I think they do have that instinct. I think there's a lot of things guys know, you know. And, you know, not to stereotype, because, you know, it's all about women and men being equal, even though, you know, we're different species. We're different subspecies. Sorry, we're different. But, you know, we're having less children. You know, with birth control and family planning and college planning and career planning and all that, we're having less kids. And so, you know, I think in general, the human race is starting to, I know we have overpopulation in a lot of areas, but I foresee, and I don't know when this would happen, but I think a lot of things we do on a day-to-day basis is screwing with our fertility, whether it's eating too much and gaining weight, whether it's exposing ourselves to endocrine disruptors with our colognes and our makeup and our cosmeceuticals and things like that, or whether it's just us trying to smell good and not hiding regular body odors. Now, a toot, that kind of dispels a potential suitor, which kind of makes sense, because if you're having tummy problems, you're probably not going to be very fertile right then and there. So, you know, listen to the body and I guess smell your partner. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, now go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, and in entertainment news, all right, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, I guess, have broken up. I think they were married for about 8 months, was it? I'm not really sure. Apparently, she was spotted having relationship with another female, and well, we understood the guy that plays Thor didn't like it, and I guess they broke up, and now a lot of people out there are like, Thor's single, so I think he's a little too young for me, but he sure is gorgeous. But also making headlines is Matrix 4 is in the works. Apparently, yeah, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are going to be reprising Neo and Trinity. And Warner Brothers and Village Roadshow Pictures are going to, make it again. I believe same writer. And I'm not exactly sure what the script is going to be about. I don't know if it's been done too much. But apparently, Keanu Reeves has been back because of the, you know, John Wick series. I haven't seen any of the John Wicks, but I heard they are excellent. Yeah, John Wick 3 was out in theaters, and I never saw 1 and 2, and my family's saying, you got to see it. So, you know, I hear it's really bloody, but yeah. And I guess he was in Toy Story 4. I'm not really too sure about that. I got to look that up. So anyway, The Matrix Reloaded, Matrix Revolutions earned more than $1.6 billion in the global box office. So, you know, if the company wants to make money, doing a Matrix reboot, you know, seems like a surefire way to go. But I don't know about you guys, but it seems like there's just a lot of remakes and reboots, you know, in the works right now. And, like, they're doing another Charlie's Angels. And it looks cute. I don't know how much of a hit it's going to be. But apparently, there's a lot of movies that were really hits to us when we were younger that they think they're going to bring back and do either in a different form or one way or another. So, like, Ace Ventura. Ace Ventura was a huge hit in the 90s. So, apparently, they're right now looking at doing another Ace Ventura, more modern. Akira. Not really sure about that, but I guess Akira. Aladdin, we already saw. Aladdin was fantastic. They did a great job with that. Alienation, maybe doing a reboot. And American Werewolf in London. Apparently, they're using Walking Dead producers to make that one. A Prophet, Attack on Titan, The Batman. Even though Batman movies, I think we now have a Joker movie coming out. Apparently, there may be another Batman. Big Man Japan, apparently was a huge hit. Big Trouble in Little China. That was a hit in the 80s with Kurt Russell. They think they're going to do Big Trouble in Little China. The Birds may come back. Blade. The Blob. Bloodsport. Now, wasn't Bloodsport Jean-Claude Van Damme? I don't know if I could see it without Jean-Claude Van Damme. I was a huge Jean-Claude Van Damme fan. Blue Thunder may make a remake. Candyman. Car Wash. We talked about Charlie's Angels, Child's Play, The Chronicles of Narnia. The Chronicles of Narnia, that was good. I guess the kids liked it, but I thought that was kind of done. Cliffhanger. Remember Sylvester Stallone? That was crazy movie. But I liked Cliffhanger. I'd see that again. Clue, Clueless, which was a hit. The Craft, Creature from the Black Lagoon, maybe getting a remake. The Crow, Cube, Das Boot. Dirty Rotten Scandals, Don't Look Now, Dumbo. Yeah, we know they're making another Dumbo. Dune, Dungeons and Dragons. Now, Dungeons and Dragons, they need to do this right. Dungeons and Dragons was a favorite game of, like, my husband. My kids love Dungeons and Dragons. I played it a little bit, but whoever I played it with, that always have me get raped or something really bad happened to me, so I never really liked it. But if you do a movie right with Dungeons & Dragons, it could be fantastic. It's just I don't think they've done one really well yet. Except Lord of the Rings, kind of, right? The Entity, Escape from New York, Every Which Way But Loose may get a remake, Fantastic Voyage, Firestarter, Five Fingers of Death, Flash Gordon. Yes, they might make a new Flash Gordon. Flight of the Navigator, The Fly, wow, Friday the 13th, The Fugitive, I thought The Fugitive was fantastic with Harrison Ford. The Green Hornet, and I thought The Green Hornet died. Well, apparently, that was the one with Seth Rogen and Jay Chou. They did a pretty good job with it, but apparently they're going to try to do it again. The Green Lantern they're going to try to do again. Gremlins. Gremlins was a fantastic movie. I want my kids to see it, but they're like, oh, it's old, it's 80s. Uh-uh. Great movie. The Grudge, Headhunters, Hellboy may get a remake, Highlander, The Howling, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Inspector Gadget, they keep doing that. Invasion of Body Snatchers, Invisible Man, Jacob's Ladder, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Now, the thing with League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen took away Sean Connery and Stuart Townsend from Lord of the Rings. And so what would the movie have been like if it had Stuart Townsend and Sean Connery? Well, Stuart Townsend, I think we were all glad that left because Viggo Mortensen did a fantastic job. But Sean Connery was going to play Gandalf. So that's fantastic. License to Drive is making a remake. Lilo and Stitch. We saw The Lion King. It was okay. Little Mermaid is making a remake. Little Shop of Horrors. Little Women. It was a good book, but eh. Logan's Run. Major League, Manhunt, Maniac Cop, remake, The Man Who Shot Liberty, Valance. Not sure about that one. Masters of the Universe. Is that He-Man, Masters of the Universe? We talked about The Matrix coming back, Memento, Mortal Kombat. Disney's Mulan is going to make another one. They're actually making a reboot of that. Sony's Mulan, The Naked Gun is going to come back. Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. Night of the Comet. I'm almost done here. There's a lot of remakes, and I'll get to the points. Pet Sematary, Pirates of the Caribbean, Private Benjamin coming back, Pumpkinhead, Rabid, Red Sonja, Resident Evil, Retribution, Roadhouse, Scarface. How do you redo Scarface? Well, they probably will. They did Sicario. Shaft, She's All That, Short Circuit, Shrek, yep, there's going to be another Shrek, another Sister Act, another Spawn, another Splash. I think they're going to make Thor, the guy that plays Thor, the guy to do Splash, or is it going to be Channing Tatum? I don't know, somebody sexy is going to now be the mermaid, but it's going to be a guy. Stargate, Starship Troopers, Strangers on the Train, Stuart Little, Sword of the Stone, The Ten Commandments, they're going to redo The Ten Commandments. Terms of Endearment, Thomas Crown Affair, Time Cop, again, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, I'm good there, Toxic Avenger, Valley Girl, Van Helsing, War Games, they're going to do another War Games, The Warriors, Another Weird Science, Another White Men Can't Jump, The Wild Bunch, The Wolfman, Wrong Turn, Your Name, Zorro Reborn. Now, I have been begging for another Zorro. I thought Alejandro de la Vega is a fantastic role. Antonio Banderas did a great job for Alejandro de la Vega. And I think Zorro movies are fantastic. We need more Zorro movies. I just love the whole Zorro theme and all that. So, where are we going with movies? Well, you know, the economy is going to be a little tricky, slippery slope. We talked about that. You know, I think Trump has done an amazing job. I think he continues to do an amazing job when it comes to the economy, but we don't know what's going to happen. Movie industry is starting to think the same thing. You know, how are we going to get people out of their seats to see a new movie? And we need new stories. But you're going to see a lot of play it safe in the next 10 years. I'm doing it too. I'm not making a lot of risky buys. I mean, in the 80s, it was all about buying real estate. And so when the economy was great in 2004, 2005, we bought real estate because we thought buying real estate was, you know, the safest thing to do. This recession was one of the most horrible things I could have ever imagined. And real estate dropped and, you know, things tanked. And we're talking, you know, good land and great areas and, you know, but the problem is if you can't afford to keep it, you lose it. Now, that's the problem. Then Obamacare added more insult to injury. It wasn't just a recession. It was also Obamacare. So for a lot of us doctors, we really got screwed. A lot of us patients, too. So you're going to see a lot of let's play it safe. Even in medicine, you're going to see a lot of people play it safe. I don't know who my next doctor is going to be. I don't know if I'm going to have insurance. I don't know when I'll get to see a doctor. So I'm just going to play it safe when it comes to my health. You know? And this play it safe may be a great strategy, or it could be we could be entering a period of time where we don't have a lot of ingenuity. You know, ingenuity happens where you want to take some risks. Well, pharmaceutical companies might not want to do a lot of new and exciting things because they have issues with, you know, Obamacare and, you know, people buying generics and, you know, maybe the criticism they have for drug prices. So you're going to see some play it safe sort of attitudes with pharmaceutical companies and R&D, which I'm a little nervous of. Let's pick something to study that's safe where we'll get our money back. That's not what we need. I mean, we need some real, you know, gutsy moves right now to fight these bad bugs and bad diseases out there. So, you know, the movie industry, the economy, healthcare, it's all parallel, all related. And this play it safe thing, it might work short term, but I don't know what's going to happen the next decade. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration wants to hold migrant families in detention centers for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying the current standards incentivize illegal entry. He cites a Supreme Court ruling known as the Flores Agreement, which currently limits the time families can be detained to 20 days.
This single ruling has substantially caused and continued to fuel the current family unit crisis and the unprecedented flow of Central American families and minors illegally crossing our border.
He says the proposed new rule will allow families to be detained together for longer and high standards to be implemented for the care of the families in custody.
Protests are continuing in Hong Kong as demonstrators are staging a sit-in at a train station. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, here at Backup Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines and health news is scientists develop a blood test that predicts whether you'll die in the next 10 years. All right, just everybody slow your roll on this one. It's a test that looks at biomarkers for inflammation, for probably cholesterol, sugar, things like that. And they think that if they combine the biomarkers, it'll give a score. And that score will allow doctors to assess if you can be dead in the next 5 to 10 years. Now, we doctors haven't needed biomarkers. If you're overweight, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, and you're over middle-aged, there's a pretty good chance that there's going to be a cardiac event in the next 10, 20 years. We've been already able to do that for a while. We don't tell patients they're going to die. But they go, look, you know, you're at risk for a heart attack in the next 5 to 10 years. So we've been already doing that. But people don't want opinions by the doctors. They may want to see hard, objective data. So scientists from the Max Planck Institute for Biology of Aging has developed a new blood test that will, they think, predict if you're going to die in the next 10 years. So these biomarkers were looked at by analyzed from 44,000 participants, and they aged anywhere from 18 years old to 109. And of those 44,000 participants, 5,500 died during follow-up. I mean, I'm not sure if the one who was 109 was in that group. Okay, I think you would have to, you know, filter out age. But the analysis looked at 14 different biomarkers for immunity, circulating fat, inflammation, sugar control. And the study was published in Nature Communications, and they showed a prediction accuracy of 5 and 10-year mortality based on a model containing the identified biomarkers, and they say it's better than that of a model using conventional risk factors. So, you know, they think that if they could do a blood test, they could look at these certain biomarkers like C-reactive protein or homocysteine or whatever they're choosing to use. Yeah, they can come up with a sheet of paper they can hand to you or send you on your app and go, look, you're in trouble. Now, right now, the average medical expert's like, let's wait. Okay, we need a lot more research. And the other thing, too, is you need to be careful what you wish for. You know, if we start to tell people they're going to die within 5 and 10 years, then they're going to be making a lot of drastic changes, but they might not be making drastic changes to their health. They might try for the first week, go, well, I'm not going to do it, so I guess I'm out. And then they might start planning suicide or, you know, doing risky behaviors. Well, I'm going to die anyway in 5 to 10 years. So we need to be really, really careful. You know, now it's very interesting, some of the knowledge we give. Sometimes there's too much knowledge. Remember I told you in the first hour that Weight Watchers got criticized like crazy because they wanted to help kids lose weight? And you're like, why the hell would they be criticized? Well, because they said the app, Pete Perrin said that the app that was supposed to help kids, you know, figure out how to eat healthy and incentivize them to eat healthy and, you know, watch their weight and exercise, would be construed as fat shaming and body shaming. You know, and I can't tell you how many instances when I see education turns on somebody. For example, there's a medical school out there that wanted to let some students know that they thought they were high risk for failing the boards. Now, my approach, if I could advise any medical student, is don't tell a person they're high risk. Okay, that wrecks their confidence. Tell a person that they have, you think that you'd like to work with them a little bit more, and you would like to enhance their score. Because you think they're going to pass, but you aren't sure how high they're going to pass, and you want to enhance their score. Okay, you got to switch it around the way you talk. Well, so from what I understand with this one school, and it happens at a lot of schools, the students who were high risk that got a letter, you know, were devastated. People who were high risk that didn't get a letter thought they were good in the clear. Well, I didn't get a letter, so I'm good. And then students who should have gotten a letter or should not have gotten a letter and did possibly dropped their scores. Now, we don't have all the results, and I'm not really sure if we're going to have that publicized or, you know, what happens in that one particular study. But students or coworkers or employees or whatever, you know, it's a very, very fine line, patience, with what you tell them. And you might think, I'm doing a good job. I'm telling them something, and if I was told that, I would do X, Y, and Z. But no, 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 the average person may not. And so when a doctor has to talk, people always are trying to tell doctors how to talk to patients. And we know what works for our patient base because we attract certain types of patients. Now, yes, medicine is changing now where it's all about, you know, the service and not the practice. You know, doctors are being hired, they're being, you know, told what to do in terms of antibiotics, in terms of narcotics, in terms of wait times, etc. And you may see a patient once and never see them again because it's just the way the practice is. But prior to the way medicine is now, you would have a patient practice that would, you would attract a certain type of person, and those people would follow you for years. And you got to know them, and you learned what made them tick. Each patient was different. And by attracting your type of patients, one of my, Lisa Hayworth was one of the my senior residents. She was a second year when I was a first year in medical training and residency. And she had brought up the concept of you will, you know, attract the patients you have. Sometimes aren't just any patient off the street. It's people that are attracted to you in terms of, you know, if I'm going to be a New England Journal of Medicine, you know, memorizer and, you know, spewer of, you know, quotes from those articles, I'm going to attract a certain type of patient. But if I'm like, look, I'm into sports, you know, I'm just going to, you know, no jargon, I'm just going to tell you like it is, I'm going to attract a different type of patient. And other patients may not like that. Other patients may want somebody more academic. Yes, I read the studies, but I just don't use that terminology when I speak. So I'm going to attract those that don't need the fancy schmancy talk, that, you know, want the more, you know, nuts and bolts. Or I'm going to attract ones who are like, don't give me the news, I need you to sugarcoat it. I'm a good sugarcoater. So, you know, I attract a lot of patients, but there may be a select group that are like, no, 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 no. I may not attract people who want a man. Some people want a male as a doctor. Just like a lot of men don't get patients because the person wants a female. So, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages. So when it comes to patients and telling them to lose weight or get their act together, you know, telling them that they have a blood test out there that'll tell them they're going to die in 5 to 10 years may work for a subset. It might work for you guys. Great. But for somebody like me, no. Especially for those of us who are religious. Going, wait a second, you know, God has a plan. Yeah, I need to get, you know, my ducks in a row. I need to make sure I have a will. I need to make sure I exercise. I need to make sure I'm watching my health. I need to make sure I don't get diabetes. I need to quit smoking. I get all that. But don't be trying to tell me that you're the one that's going to predict when I die. You know, I can't tell you how many cancer patients, you know, people are like, oh, they're going to die in 3 to 6 months. And they live 2-3 years. Some are still living. Some died in a week. So, you know, the one thing that we doctors are not 100% on is predicting when you're going to die. And I don't think we should be. I think we should predict those who are at risk. I think we should, you know, find certain populations of patients that need intervention. And I think we should do intervention. But telling them they're going to die in 5 to 10 years, I don't think that works. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, Walmart is back in the news. Oh, my gosh. But this time, rather than Walmart being in trouble, Walmart is actually suing Tesla. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Walmart has sued Tesla. I wasn't seeing that one coming. Why? Because of widespread negligence that led to repeated fires of its solar systems and solar panels, asking a court to force Tesla to remove solar panels from more than 240 of its stores across the country. So these solar energy systems were installed and maintained by Tesla. And they're apparently responsible for fires at seven locations. Dozens showing hazardous problems such as loose wiring, hot spots on panels. These are according to court papers filed with the New York State Supreme Court on Tuesday. So the lawsuit accuses Tesla of having untrained workers put up shoddy installations and showing, quote, utter incompetence or callousness or both. Now, Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but I'm looking right now at a fire on top of a Walmart. And this was at a Beaver Creek on Fairfield Road. And I guess, you know, Tesla has been expanding, you know, with all the AI and, you know, electric cars and all the you know, tech, nouveau tech stuff they have. You know, Tesla, you know, getting involved in the solar business might just have been a little too much for them to chew. So they apparently acquired it through its $2.6 billion purchase of SolarCity back in 2016. And they say quarterly installations have plummeted more than 85% since the deal. And Tesla has cut its solar panel sales force now and ended a distribution deal with Home Depot. So fires destroyed significant amounts of store merchandise, required substantial repairs, totaling millions of dollars in losses, according to Walmart. In addition, inspections of the retailer's other Tesla-owned solar installations displayed troubling problems that were indicative of widespread negligence. So as of November 2018, 7 Walmart stores, including Denton, Maryland, Beaver Creek, Ohio, had experienced fires. One of the fires happened months after the system was de-energized, according to Walmart. So, pretty bad stuff. And, you know, solar panels were kind of called the money printers on your roof. They were supposed to save you a lot of money. This was being reported by Daily Mail. And apparently Walmart became a SolarCity customer in 2010. And over the next 6 years, fitted 244 of its store rooftops with these panels. Why? They wanted to look like they were environmentally friendly. They wanted to lower energy costs. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, for some, solar panels are fantastic. For others, it was a waste. And so, you know, my husband and I were looking at solar panels for our house. And I kept bringing it up, going, well, you know, I love the fact, because, you know, we live in Vegas, so there's always sun. We barely get rain. So we should really be able to take advantage of, you know, any economic benefits from this. And he said, but the cost of them is so prohibitive that it would take years for us to get our money back. And I don't know if he was right with the calculation or not. I never calculated it out, but we just didn't really. Well, you know what? Actually, we did. On one of our houses, we did. And we didn't really save that much money. So, you know, I love the idea of using nature. I love the idea of, you know, using what God gave us to be able to, you know, turn those natural resources into resources we could use, you know, on a daily basis. But the problem is Walmart accused SolarCity of having ill-considered business model that required it to install solar panel systems haphazardly and as quickly as possible in order to turn a profit, because then they sold it to Tesla. Contractors and subcontractors who performed the original installation work had not been hired, trained, and properly supervised. So, reason why is the idea of turning a profit, get what you need and get out and turn a profit, is kind of something we're seeing with a lot of things. Okay? I predict this with the e-cig companies. I think these e-cig companies know, you know, see the writing on the wall. There's now a study saying even if you don't have nicotine in your e-cig vape pen or e-cig or whatever, it could damage blood vessels. I believe New Jersey has now multiple illnesses in kids, teens who were smoking and vaping. So the worry I have is I think a lot of companies out there know that whatever we do, our company's only going to exist temporarily, either PR is going to knock us out or some lawsuit or whatever. So make the profit and then leave and then move on and go on to the next business. And we're seeing that a lot. And solar panels was like the big thing. And I mean, people were aggressively selling solar panels. And I'm like, no big deal. You know, maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. No. You have to. And whenever I see a salesperson really push the sale, one, you know, they're on commission. But that starts to make me a little nervous about the company. When you have salespeople really, really pushy that you got to make the sale, you just start to get a little nervous about their business model and go, wait a second. You know, I mean, if this is a good product and you convinced me and it's something that, you know, you know, how you should end as a salesperson is we will make you a deal if you do decide. And you can hit up by other companies. Know that this is something we could do for you, and we hope you reach out. And I'm going to check back with you in a couple weeks. But the idea of, no, buy it now. Buy it now. Yeah, you'll get the sale, but it just kind of has that get quick, rich, and run sort of thing. You know, another real interesting thing is a lot of companies are pushing their credit cards. And you'll go to a company or you'll go to a store and you'll buy something. They're like, okay, you know, do you want to get a credit card? Do you want to get a Target card? Why would you have a Target card? Because apparently you get 5% off purchases. And I'm like, yeah, I'd rather pay less. That's fine. But there's certain criteria and quotas you have to meet, I guess. Or there's incentives. And so people are really, really pushing the credit card. Well, one of my friends said that she said no, and they still opened it up anyway. Probably thinking, well, by the time I get caught, I'll be gone. You know, at least I got the credit, at least I got the points. So sometimes some of these incentives, you know, can, you know, work against you. But be careful when it comes to supplements, health aids. You know, everybody's so quick to buy, like these fasting diets and these keto diets. I just want everyone to slow their roll for a second here. You know, I get asked all the time, what do I think about these intermittent fasting? So these intermittent fasting diets is where you eat for 8 hours, and then the rest of the day you don't, 16 hours you don't. So basically, it's like you could have a meal at noon, you could eat between noon and 8. That's what a lot of people are doing. Well, unfortunately, the majority of people I have known in my practice or whatever who ended up developing diabetes were breakfast skippers, would eat a big lunch at noon, would have dinner after work. Well, they end up getting diabetes. And they don't do the midnight snacks, nothing like that. So they eat between 12 and 8. Now, not everybody that intermittent fasts is going to get diabetes. A lot of people initially lose weight because apparently you start, you know, to burn up fat stores. But skipping breakfast and only eating a few meals a day in a short period of time, I just don't think is the healthiest thing to do. For some people, they may lose weight, but I think I want everyone to slow down on that one until the data comes out. And skipping breakfast, I have seen time and time again, has put people at risk for getting diabetes. Your body needs to eat food in little amounts, you know, throughout the day, little bits, so the insulin and the body can, you know, work with it. Just like in the olden days, hunters and gatherers, you would nibble on nuts when you got hungry, nibble on whatever. Yeah, maybe there would be a grand feast if somebody caught the zebra, but you would nibble as you go, just like babies. We'll drink milk every couple hours. We're designed to eat something every couple hours. So that's how our body seems to work best, rather these all or nothing. But I understand people want to lose weight. Those people who fasted, you say, look, this is how I lost weight. So people go, okay, if it worked for you, it worked for me. Just again, I think a lot of things out there, we need to just slow it down because it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good for us. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be successful. It doesn't necessarily mean that's the right way to go. And, I think the solar panel story kind of is representative of that. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.